Well, I didn't come out here for rain. We have enough rain back home.
Yeah, well, I hope you brought your waterproof camera, because I think you might be getting wet. Come on, it'll be fun. We can go mudding.
Maybe we should just go back.
It's just a little rain, Donna. What's going to happen? Come on, man.
Photograph. We'll have no choice but to believe. Okay, now we send it. Alright, it's done.
Okay, good, we're done. Well, let's get out of here.
Okay, guys, point us home.
Jump in. Visibility is zero. You'll find up here without radar, so I'm gonna take a lower.
Wait. What's that?
Hold on!
Time for games.
With that much stress in your voice, I think it's the perfect time. Come on.
Come on, where? I'm almost done revising.
You don't have 15 minutes for your fiancé? That is a sad state of our union, sir.
Okay, all right. 15 minutes. But that's it. I mean it.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant.
Let's go. Going.
You'll see, it's a surprise.
Wait, I have to climb some more?
Yes. Come on, old man. Try to keep up. other couples call it, a date. It's been so long since we've just sat and eaten together. We've both been so busy.
I know.
You're always working on the turbine design, I'm always in the lab. I just think it's important we spend some more time together, you know? Especially now that... John.
Look.
No. No, it's too soon. It's not supposed to happen for another week. That can't be our story.
Nothing else will be moving this fast. Come on, we gotta get to the briefing.
As you are aware, we are in the first stages of an extinction-level event. Now this is Central Africa. What was once a desert is now an inland sea. That storm began over the northern coast of Egypt, but the outer bands have already reached us here. Now, we're seeing moderate rainfall at the moment, but at the eye of the storm, the situation is more dire. The rainfall is amounting to 2 inches per hour.
Well, we were told it'd be at least 2 weeks before we start seeing the effects. What's changed?
It's growing exponentially.
That's right, Dr. Nichols. The eye is now expanding at a rate of roughly 200 miles in every direction, every day, and showing no indication of slowing down. The current projections are for 100% coverage of the planet within 5 weeks.
Corporal?
Yes, sir.
I need the latest coordinates of the storm.
Okay. It's coming in now.
Here you go, sir.
So, we're 2 years into a 3-year project and you're giving us 35 days to complete the arc?
You'd be thankful there was any warning at all. Thank the Navy for putting its resources into the ELE prevention.
How far into construction are you?
We still have the metal shielding and the interior, mounting the propellers, and there's still the turbines, right?
Right. The design is complete as of this morning, sir.
What about your department, Dr. Nichols? What about those DNA collections?
It isn't here. I have the seed banks and personal slides, but the majority of the samples are in a DNA lab in Denver until we can get the cooling units onto the ARC.
All right, I would recommend the first course of action is you get those specimens and groups.
Wait a minute. The other ARC sites, they've been waiting for my schematics to start constructing the turbines. They don't even have prototypes?
Look, in all likelihood, the other ARCs aren't going to be finished in time. Now, we've had to reassess the situation.
Sure, but there's a chance, right?
Because of the accelerated timeline, we're invoking a contingency plan. Ours is the only ARC that will probably be completed on time.
What? Wait. Are you saying that 90% of our fleet and the passengers aren't going to survive?
Look, the passengers will gather at the ARC. There will be a lottery. 300 of them will be flown here to the ARC site.
Our families were promised passage. My folks and my brothers, they still get on, right?
My parents in Minneapolis and your mom?
Look, the situation's changed. I've arranged for your families to be flown here, but given the inclement conditions, not everyone else is going to make it.
What's the public being told?
That this is a particularly strong hurricane season.
Admiral.
Let's have it, Lieutenant.
The eye of the storm is less than 400 miles off the eastern seaboard.
400 miles off the coast? That's too close for the given rate of expansion. That's like... less than 3 weeks until 100% coverage. The timeline is continuing to accelerate, sir.
Then get to work. All right, dismissed.
Wait, Admiral, the turbine plants. I know it seems near impossible, but we have to try, please.
I have my orders, Lieutenant.
And you have your conscience, sir.
All right, look, I'll send it. But in 24 hours, this country's drowning. Now, I've done my bit. You do yours. Dismissed.
on, let us on the bridge.
It's a hurricane. Always put down the bridge. We need to be back at the house boarding things up.
Yeah, come on, Brad, it's dangerous out here.
Yeah, it's dangerous everywhere. Water level's rising by the minute. Wait much longer, we won't have an island to come back to.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Saving our asses.
Whoa.
This is crazy. Then why is everybody following us?
Go!
Train radioed 10 minutes ago. Their route is blocked by a landslide. They can't pass.
Where are they?
35 miles southeast of here.
Rebecca!
Sir, to make matters worse, the units aren't in cooling tanks. They were frozen enough to make the trip, but in a couple of hours they'll thaw. When they do, we'll lose all of them.
Have the motor pool rouse the Sea Dragon and crew and have Warrant Officer Masters meet me there.
What are you thinking?
Someone has to get on the train and get those specimens. Warrant Officer Masters is one of the best SEALs the Navy's produced. She can lead the extraction.
With all due respect, sir, she can't. There are over 100,000 species samples on that train, and the Sea Dragon isn't big enough to hold the whole thing. Not all of them are absolutely essential, but whoever goes needs to know which ones are. She's not going to know which of the 160,000 moth species are essential to rebuilding a stable ecosystem.
Can't lose her on this project. You go in, and you get your specimens, and you get out. You understand me?
Understood.
Professor, I want you to meet Dr. Tessa Nichols.
Let's go.
Masters, listen up. It's a train carrying DNA samples. It's on a bridge that's been stalled by a rock site. I need you to get Dr. Nichols on that train, and I need you to help her collect those samples, and I need you to get them and her back here in one safe piece. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
No, I also want you back as soon as you can. The way this storm keeps exceeding projections, what looks safe now could be absolute chaos in 30 minutes. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you.
Tessa. What are you doing here?
The train carrying the DNA bank got stuck on the tracks. They have to fly out.
Oh, can't they send someone else?
John, I'll be fine.
All right, be careful, okay? Survival means both of us. All of us.
You got it. I love you.
I love you too. Back to my office, grab a couple things, check the setup, make sure we're ready to go when I get back.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget my phone.
Yeah, that's it. Hey.
Hey, babe, it's me. No, just listen. How fast can you get to St. Louis?
There's an arc there. There's a lot over passage. Make sure you're on it.
What?
Pack up and go. Pack a bag. Don't. It doesn't matter. Just get to St. Louis.
Why?
These storms. They're not normal storms, okay? They're not going to stop. I mean, this is biblical.
Go.
Okay.
Go now. Go. Tell nobody.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I love you.
What's wrong? Who was that?
Chase.
Oh, what did he do now?
Says we need to get to St. Louis. Says that the storm, it isn't a hurricane and it's not going to stop. That there's a boat or something there that can save us. We just have to get there.
St. Louis is a 10-hour drive.
Then we're safe here.
I know, but...
Oh my God.
Time to go.
Okay, I'll get my keys.
Okay, Kylie.
Okay.
Kylie, I'm sorry, but we have to go.
Jeez, Amanda, we're kind of in the middle of something.
The storm out there is crazy. We have to...
Storm? It's a thunderstorm, Amanda. Grow up.
Yeah, get out.
Oh, this isn't a joke. Chase called. He said we have to go.
Go! Just leave us out of this.
Kylie, please.
Damn it. Amanda, leave. Now.
God, what a drama.
Almost at the railroad line. Thank you.
level. 36.2.
Check.
Pollinators and seed dispersers. That's what's in this car?
Yeah. Insects are essential to human life.
Honeybees provide at least one third of our annual food supply. This is the third car. More insects.
Start the engine.
What? Why? Radio masters now. Get them out of there.
Come in, master.
Tyler.
You gotta get out of there.
That's not good, is it? Run.
We need more time.
We gotta get back to the chopper.
Move, move, move!
Come on, get in, let's go!
We're gonna have to jump! Can you do it with the canisters? No! Alright, I'll go in first!
Beautiful, huh? I'd like you to meet Lieutenant John Travis. Please meet Captain Frank Bridges, Captain Petty Officer Oates, Petty Officer Himes.
Hello.
You're going to be piloting the Ark.
This is my assistant, Chase Freeman.
It really is an amazing vessel you designed, here.
Thank you, sir.
What's the passenger capacity?
She can hold up to 50,000 persons.
And this marvel of technology is going to make her go.
Yes, sir.
How does it work?
Well, the turbine generates two types of energy. The first is a form of hydroelectricity from water flow through the turbine components via slits, or gills, if you like, on the outside of the hull.
It's not enough to make the entire arc powered, but combined with the other form of energy that this thing generates...
Motion, sir. As the waves rock the arc, a kinetic ballast on the turbine harnesses that energy and transfers it to a bank of power cells. And now that, along with the hydroelectricity, is enough to power all our electrical and our propulsion systems. No fuel, no gas, just water and motion. And we shouldn't run out of those until the Ark is back on dry land again.
And the test proved successful.
We conducted hydroelectrical tests this morning. We aced them.
And the kinetic ballast? Just in time for that, sir. Running ballast valves now. Takes a few seconds.
I take it this is not part of the test, Lieutenant.
No, sir. There's a short in one of the connections to the power cells.
No. No way. I triple-checked the joule-to-watts conversion. It should be perfect.
Well, can you identify the error? There's hundreds of them, sir. If one goes down, they all go down, like Christmas lights. I have to turn it all off.
How long to prep another ballast?
Can't prep another ballast, sir. Not here, not in time.
That's unacceptable.
If we could track down another kinetic ballast, I could make the necessary modifications.
This technology is theoretical, correct?
Where is it going to get another ballast?
No, the application of the technology is theoretical, Captain. The basic components already exist. Kinetic ballasts have been used in buoys for years.
And where do you expect to find another buoy, Lieutenant?
Illinois. There's a shipyard in Joliet in the river that has buoys in dry dock.
And this can be identified and removed?
It can. I can do it, sir.
All right. This is a stealth operation, Lieutenant. They can't know you're there, and they can't know what you're removing.
Understood.
The motto will accompany you. I'm going to scramble the Sea Dragon. I want you to leave right away.
Sure.
Thank you.
And Lieutenant, there's no room for failure.
Yes, sir.
I did. John, I triple-checked every figure. We were moving so fast, I must have just, I don't know. Somehow, I must have made a miscalculation.
Okay.
But
okay,
calm down, okay?
I need you to identify the faulty connection. I need you to have it repaired before I get back.
Yes, sir.
Go!
Okay.
For another couple of years.
So basically...
Yes. Without a much brighter array of moth samples, humanity goes extinct.
Four-digit code Wallace had it hacked for us. Where are you? Here we go. Phillips. The exit code must be different than the entry code. There you go.
Whoa, what did you do?
Improvised. Thank you.
Officers, what are you doing here?
Sorry, kid.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Well, it wasn't flawless, but it was successful.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Out of here, okay?
You guys okay?
Did we look like we were okay?
We need to get to St. Louis. Will you please help us?
What's in St. Louis?
A boat, like a big boat. It could save us.
We'll help you if you help us, okay? You can come along.
Not unless my family can come too.
Okay.
All right, come on. Every person in Morgantown is my family. These are who's left.
This better be a big boat.
Let's hope. Come on, let's go!
What's wrong?
We didn't get everything we needed. Not all of it.
What happened, Masters?
In the process of collecting samples, sir, the train was struck by a cyclone. It was destroyed before we could get everything off of Dr. Nichols' list.
What did you get?
Most everything. But a few key species are missing.
Like what?
Like mold, fungus, spores, an entire range of single-celled organisms.
All right, well, what are the most important species?
The insects. Honeybees. You said honeybees were vital. Did we get any samples? We did. They were in the canister. We lost them.
What, they're absolutely integral to the project?
Yes. Honeybees pollinate plants. The plants we eat, the plants animals eat, fruits, vegetables, nuts. Without the honeybees, we could survive the flood, but there is no way we would be able to produce enough crops to support a nation.
All right, so how do we get some more?
We don't! That train was our only shot. Our only other option is to go to the bees' natural habitat and collect specimens. And all of them have been inundated with rainwater for over a week and a half.
What about the caves?
Yes, they might have sought shelter in a cave if it was off the ground and away from the floodwaters.
Okay, so how do you make it happen?
We would have to find caves near the foothills. Then all we'd need is a thermal indicator device to locate the hives.
All right, well, check the cache in the Ark's cabin. You'll find what you need there.
Also, sir, the Sea Dragon isn't going to cut it. The storm's picking up. We need something like a WC-130. Might be that the AFB in Colorado Springs has one. We can hop on the Dragon, pick it up, and then work our way back north.
How long is this going to take?
It isn't up to me. It's up
you
to what we find.
You got 2 days.
No. Deadlines don't apply in this case. No samples means no survival. We can't come back until we find what we need.
Look, it's no good to radio Colorado Springs. All you're going to get is static. Now, I'll write up an executive order in case you run into the opposition. I want you to go get your supplies. I want you to go to the motor pool. I want you to be airborne in an hour.
I have to process these first and get them into proper cooling units.
I'll take care of it.
And John, he's not going to like that I've gone out again. He's going to want to know why.
I'll speak to him. Masters.
Thank you, sir.
Close enough.
No, you have to let us in.
Ma'am, you need to turn around and go back where you came from. It's not safe here.
We know what's going on. That's why we're here.
Ma'am, we don't know what you're talking about, all right? Get back in the car and go.
Bullshit! Bullshit! Our boyfriend's one of you in Colorado.
He told me about the arc. He told us about the lottery. We want our chance.
All right, radio it in, you know.
How is this?
Hey, take it easy.
I used to really like the rain. So soothing, you know?
Let's see if you feel the same way in 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. The ultimate monsoon season.
You need to get more sleep. You don't know what you're talking about. I was wondering when you were going to show. You know, John, your part in this is important, but it's only that. It's only a part. The whole is my responsibility, and I can't be everywhere at once. I trust you've been brought up to speed on Tessa's assignment.
I have.
Have you been able to modify the ballast?
It was more primitive than we expected, which meant more modifications, but we're done. Now we're just refitting the connections.
Will it work?
Jerry rigged to hell, but yes, sir, it will work.
Well, it has to. Either one of these turbines go out in open water, the storm will turn us around, the waves will pull us under. So when can I expect another test?
In the morning.
Excellent. Excellent. Listen, John. I had to send her. She's the only one that could have completed the mission, and you know that.
According to these maps, that flooded valley was an orchard. Orchards mean bees.
What about those waterfalls?
They form massive lakes forming behind the mountains. And if water pressure, some ranges could crumble, but as long as there's runoff, we should be okay.
Okay.
Enter. Lieutenant. I want to commend you on your mission. Getting Mr. Travis in and out, nobody killed. Objective in hand. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
If your manager survives, it'll be indebted to you.
No, sir. If we survive this, it's all you.
So what is it?
It's from St. Louis, sir. It's a transcript of the internal communications from the ARC site. The base commander sent it along with a distress signal.
Well, what else have you heard from him?
Communications to St. Louis are down, sir. Matter of fact, the only site in contact is Denver.
This can't go unpunished. Have you identified the responsible party? Well, I want a name. Now.
Not so safe. Yeah. And probably under a lake. Well, if the bees are here, they'd have to be somewhere dry. Don't see too many spots in here that fit that criteria. I know.
Otto Freeman.
Admiral. Is everything okay?
Would you come with me, please? You talked to your girlfriend Amanda in Pittsburgh on the phone, and you told her about the St. Louis site, didn't you? And she, like you, has a big mouth, and she brought 1,000 people to the site, all demanding passage.
Sir, I don't have any family. And everyone else is...
The St. Louis site is destroyed, Freeman. Your people are gone, our people are gone. All presumed dead.
No. You're lucky I don't shoot you myself. Here, take this.
What's that?
You're going to take your chances like everybody else. Frankly, it's better than you deserve.
Take it.
I can speak. I just want to talk to you for 1 second, okay? Just 1 second.
Navigation and comm systems are down, and we're low on fuel. If we can locate Denver, I can approximate a course from there to Hunley, but anything else is just too risky.
Okay, so you can find the base, but you can't land there, so...
No, there really is no other option.
No, we're not going to jump out of this plane.
Listen, we jump tandem, we jump low. We hold the chute long enough... It's possible. I've done it before. But as I see it, you got two choices. You want to jump? Or you want to die? Oh my God. I found Denver.
Denver's flooded.
It's all flooded.
Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Then begin.
Shouldn't we wait for Freeman?
No. Just proceed, Lieutenant.
Engaging ballast now. Generator's online. Turbine is charging. It's working.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. What else has to be done?
Well, we have to get turbines back in the compartments and then wired into the power grid on the Ark. But I'm ready when Maggie is.
And are you, Senor?
Sir, we're working on the turbine housings and the slotted hole panels, but we're close. There's just a lot to be done.
How many in days?
6-7 days.
We don't have 6 or 7 days, Ensign Younger, so work faster.
Sir?
Yes?
Have you heard from Tessa?
No.
It's been days.
I understand your concern. Dr. Nichols is in good hands, okay?
Don't let your emotions interfere with your work, Lieutenant. It could have catastrophic results. Carry on.
Well, the turbines are in, the panels are going on, and the wiring's half done. It would be a lot easier with an assistant. Did you assign Freeman somewhere else?
Freeman's been dismissed.
Dismissed?
What the hell does that mean?
He opened his mouth, and as a result, the St. Louis site was breached. Presumably destroyed.
St. Louis?
But where is he? Where did you send him?
I sent him to take his chances in the Denver lottery.
That's murder.
Actually, it's merciful. Ask Younger.
Maddie?
Maddie!
My family was assigned to the St. Louis site. My folks and my brothers were there.
Come on, let's go.
Who the hell are you?
Thank you is how most folks would lead off.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not most folks. Now, who are you?
Just another creature up here with nowhere to run. My name's Ralph. I'd ask who you are, but judging from your uniforms, I'm guessing you're heading to Hunley.
Yes.
And judging from your urgency, I guess there's good reason to be there.
Yes, there's very good reason. No. Yes. I'm not taking responsibility for this.
I will. I'll explain what happened. Come on. You're coming with us.
Well, I got folks with me.
That's okay. They can come too. All of them.
All right then, let's go. Come on.
She's impressed with Ensign Young. Did she see where they
Oh, once we get those panels filled over the turbine compartments, yes, sir, she will be.
Are the turbines already in place?
Yes, sir. And John's in there right now finishing up the wiring.
What the hell is this?
Admiral, kindly tell your guards the armed escort isn't necessary.
When I find out who these people are, I will.
They're passengers.
According to who?
According to me. They saved me and Lynn, so they saved this.
You were successful?
Yes, we were.
Lieutenant, find these fine people quarters immediately.
Yes, sir.
Come with me.
Everyone, follow me.
Admiral, the timeline. It's off. Denver's underwater, sir. That's not all. The waters are rising above the mountains, and before long, they'll either rise above or break on through.
All right, first things first. Get out of those wet clothes. Get those samples in the cooling units immediately.
Yes, sir. As soon as I see John.
Dr. Nichols, your fiancé is doing his job, which I suggest you do. If the timeline is accelerated as you say it is, we have no time to spare.
Yes, sir.
Get going.
Tessa, you all right? Would you believe me if I said it was nerves? Not after the last 12 hours. How far along are you? 10 weeks. You're even braver than I thought. Come on. Medic's got the cooling units and the ARC set up. Let's go.
Oh, God. just made it. Hopefully.
Maybe 500.
Yeah. Full steam ahead.
Wait, the monster door is so close.
We can't open it from here. We have to go through. Full steam ahead.
Oh, thank God. Are you okay? Everything okay?
I'm fine. We're fine.
All right, let's get a room.
Come on. Is that the rigged one?
What about it, Oates?
Panel breach, sir.
Are we taking on water?
It is just the turbine panel that is breached. We are fine. The compartment itself is sealed.
Oates?
Confirmed, sir. Only the panel is breached.
What about the turbine?
Engaging turbine. First attempt failed. Trying to restart turbine.
Non-responsive. The core propeller is losing speed and electrical systems are dropping to half power.
Can we redirect power from the other turbine?
Yes, we can, but it's going to take a while, and then we will still be operating only at half an hour.
What's the problem with that? We're not in a hurry to go anywhere.
Well, the problem is some of these waves out here are bigger than we are. If we don't get that turbine up and running, we're at the mercy of this storm.
That means we're done for. Without enough power, this thing is just a million-ton top.
Well, I know that, but we're only running a central electrical system. And we've been working non-stop rerouting power from the working turbine, all right? We're not dead yet.
Captain Bridges needs progress report.
Tell him the port turbine is shot, but that we've rewired the other one. The propellers are operating. It's just half power. The cell is up, but it's snagged on an unfinished plate hanging by a thread.
Not gonna last.
So what do I tell the captain?
Tell him that the turbines are a failure. Look, time to try something else. I'm gonna need your help.
You got it.
It appears that we were overruled with Denver, completely underwater. Hopefully the Denver Ark was able to launch.
Turbines are down. Sail is ripped. We're at the complete mercy of the storm.
Captain, we are now over the Denver Ark site. No sign of the Ark.
Hopefully they were able to maneuver the mountains without the turbines. We're both at the mercy of the wind.
What is this?
This is our last chance.
Are those sails?
The canopies of knitted steel wool and polyester scrims can't be torn. We need to climb up to the sail. We'll use these canopies to patch the hole in the sail. It'll be dangerous, but we can do it.
Wait, who is this we were talking about?
This is going to take three of us. Any volunteers?
I'll go.
Come in.
Okay. As soon as we have the sail tied down, I'll give you the signal. You get Bridges to disengage the sail.
Got it.
Okay, I'll go first. You hand me the sail. Pulverized up there.
Is she alive? Alive, but just barely.
Model's gone.
No. Oh, no. Still comatose, but her vitals have been strengthening over the last 24 hours. Maddie's working well. How's everything going up here?
Working like a charm. Don't have a lot of power, but we have control.
Hey, guys, can I see you in the infirmary for a minute?
Why, is everything okay?
Just come on. What's going on, Maddie? Patients, Doc, you, please. Oh my God, Lynn, how are you?
Thirsty? Hungover?
She's a bit dehydrated, but she's going to be all right. Yeah, you've been out for a long time.
Where's the motto?
I'm sorry, Lynn, but you didn't make it.
How's it feel?
Good. Strong.
Sir, readings indicate a swamp about.
Ran back.
Captain, object ahead.
First thrusters. And forced us under. We hit a mountain chain, now we're wedged between two peaks. Tried to move it forward in reverse. We're stuck.
What was that?
We hit her pretty hard. Took half the mountain with us. It can crumble any second.
Burying us here.
Well, if we can't propel ourselves free, we'll have to force ourselves free.
How are we supposed to do that? You need some kind of explosion, something with significant force.
Which would require an accelerant, and we don't have a... What are you using to cool the DNA samples?
Ethyl chloride refrigerants. How many tanks? 8 per unit? 4 units? Is that enough?
That's more than enough. 1 unit is enough.
Wait, 1 unit? That's a quarter of the samples.
That's a hell of a lot better than losing everything.
Okay. I would just have to rearrange some things. Make sure that we have the essential samples.
Good.
Okay. Get that hole drilled. The clock is ticking. All right, in and out. Let's go.
Thank you.
Has anybody considered the possibility of this actually working?
Better not think about it in terms of numbers. Light the line.
Are we alive?
I think so. Let's get out of here.
Caesar Palmer, sir.
Sound the alarm in the crew quarters house.
What's going on, Captain?
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
This is Captain Frank Bridges. Who am I speaking with?
Captain Bridges? This is Freeman. You made it.
Which location?
I'm on the Denver Arc. We're with the rest of the fleet over Kansas.
The rest of the fleet?
Yes, sir. Not all the Arcs made it, but we're with Blowing Rock, Los Alamos, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis? My parents. Your mom.
I guess Admiral Wallace must have got them the plans in time.
Did anyone else make it?
Is Maddie there?
I'm here.
St. Louis made it. Word is, you got a lot of family on board.
Preparing to meet up with you, Deborah.